Welcome to Mortgage Insights, bringing you the latest updates on all the property and finance hot topics. Here's your host, Andrew Myrams.
Thank you for joining me today. With me is Michael Yardney, one of Australia's leading property experts. Hi, Michael.
Hi, Andrew. Thanks for having me.
Michael's also the Managing Director of Metropole Properties, and we're going to lean in on his expertise here a little bit. I want to talk a bit about new versus old and the apartment growth and really, I guess, as our population grows, Michael, and the way people want to live today. Talk to us about new versus old apartments. So we're talking about probably the off the plan versus an existing property purchase.
Well, it depends if you're going to do this to live in, Andrew, or if you're going to do it as an investment. But if we're talking as numbers, figures, investment, in general, off the plan, you're paying a premium today, and new apartments, you're paying a premium for. And if you're going to live in them, I can understand that sometimes you're prepared to pay a premium. But it's much the same as when you buy a car, when you drive out of the showroom. As soon as you do, they've gone down in value a bit, and I'm not prepared to pay a premium for my investment property.
But that's interesting you say that, Michael, because everyone that's looking and that comes to me says, oh no, but you get low stamp duty or, you know,
yes,
next
you
to no stamp duty.
If you do.
You're saying you're still paying a premium. How do you counter that argument?
Well, I guess the answer is, how much extra are you paying as a premium? The premium comes in the developer's margin, the marketing costs. Somebody has to pay for those full page ads in The Age or the ads on Domain or the brochures. And I know that property marketers in general get substantially larger commissions than selling agents for established properties. And especially if you're talking about the investments, there's a whole group of financial planners and property marketers who make 8, 10, sometimes even up to 15% of the value of the property. And while it doesn't show on the piece of paper when you sign the contract, it's already in there, factored into the purchase price. You're giving away your first 2 or 3 years capital growth to the developer, and it's not his to have. That's meant to be yours.
That's interesting, isn't it? I think that's no amount of stamp duty can refund that capital growth, can it?
I think the other problem is scarcity.
Yeah.
So therefore, what pushes up property values is not the fact you've got a front or backyard, but location, which is important, but also the land to asset ratio. So a developer in general has the concept of putting as many units on that block of land as he can, so he wants a low land to asset ratio. But if you look at a lot of the more established properties that were built in the past, the apartment buildings, you're going to find in general you've got fewer properties there, so you've got a proportionately higher land to asset ratio. Now some people say, oh, that's not, I don't get any land with it. Yes, you do. You've got the 6th and 8th and 10th of the block of land. You've got the share of the apartments there.
And that plot, they never build out that plot, do they?
That's right. In general, the older apartments are larger. They often have more functional floor plans. But the other thing I like about them is you're not paying a premium for new and clean and pristine. So our concept is to buy properties that are going to outperform the averages because of their location, because of their scarcity, because they got a bit of a twist. But also you can add to that by manufacturing some capital growth, making your apartment nice and clean and new, like the new ones, by doing a renovation on them.
Okay, that's interesting. So you're basically you're more interested in buying a really good area with a great floor plan and then valuating via renovation.
Well, a really good example is the loan that you did for my son Bryce last year. He bought his first investment property and paid $450,000 for an apartment in Elwood. So he paid $450,000 and spent $50,000 renovating it. So he did a new kitchen, bathroom, split system, air conditioner, curtains, carpets, the light fitting. 6 weeks, and all of a sudden he had a much nicer apartment with a wide range of tenants, and the rent was significantly more. I also know that you actually got him a sort of loan where he only had to put 20% down and the bank lent him the rest of the loan. So for $10,000, he was able to do his $50,000 renovation. Now, 9 months later, that property is worth $570,000 has been revalued at $570,000. So cost him $450,000 plus $50,000 renovation, $500,000. But remember, he only paid stamp duty on the $450,000. And now he's manufactured that extra equity plus he's had the capital growth. Now he's got the equity to go again. unfortunately, being young, he hasn't got the serviceability. So rather than buying another property, he's done what most young people do and bought himself a new car instead.
How many young ones?
That's right. But the concept really is that not only has the market grown, but he's manufactured some capital growth, and that you can do with an established property. And now inside it looks as new.
Yeah, and you can't do that off the plan, can you? You're buying
a premium.
And the other thing, what I don't like about off the plan is you can't actually see what you're buying. So sure, the glossy ads and they're doing their jobs right. You can't see what you actually get in the end product, and you can't visualise the size of the property.
Well, there's a whole lot of unknowns. There's a whole lot of uncertainties. And for those, in my opinion, Andrew, you should be getting a discount, but you're paying a premium. The unknown is, what's the market going to be like in a couple of years' time?
Yeah.
What's the quality of the finish going to be like? What are competing developments going to be like? What are interest rates going to be? Is it actually going to be completed? How many are going to come back on the market because other people either bought in the complex can't complete them? And for those reasons, for all that uncertainty, you should be paying a discount. But in fact, today, you're not buying at today's value. The only reason developers can make them work is because the banks are going to approve the money because there's a big enough profit margin. That's why the pre-sales are off the plan, so that they actually can get a level of certainty. And the only way that's certain is if the developer's making a sufficient profit margin. He's actually not there to make anything for you. That's okay. He's allowed to do that.
Yep.
But you've got to recognise that you're paying a premium today, not today's dollar value.
Absolutely. Okay, so people listening to this and they all of a sudden think, oh, good, I'm going to rush out and do my own renovation.
Yep.
And I'm going to go down to IKEA and get a kitchen. I'm going to rip it out and put it in myself. Is that a little bit fraught with danger?
Well, first of all, let's remember the purpose of the renovation is to add value to a property that you're going to keep. So don't get excited by the block or those TV shows and to do a renovation to flip. There's no money in that. Most flips flop because by the time you pay the stamp duty and the holding costs and the rest, it doesn't work. But the concept of adding value through a renovation can be good. But interestingly, unless you're handy, and I know I'm not, you're much better to get an outside person to do it. A renovation company, or Metropole has their own in-house renovation company that we've done about 50 renovations for clients last year, because you can get in and out quickly. The sort of volumes we're able to do allows us to be able to buy materials, kitchens, bathrooms, substantially discounted bulk wholesale rates.
Yep.
So you've got to just be a bit careful with buying these flat pack kitchens at IKEA or Bunnings. And what's the highest and best use of your time? Maybe you should get somebody else to do the renovations.
And then, like you said, the purpose is to value add. You don't want to make it look cheap because guess what? It still then rents cheap and looks cheap in the future, doesn't
it? Very much so. So you've got to do an appropriate renovation. The other problem, though, is you shouldn't overcapitalise.
Yeah.
So in general, I'd be spending about 10% of the value of the property on the renovation. If you spend a couple of $1,000, you'll get a coat of paint. That'll make it more attractive to tenants, but it's not going to add value.
Yeah.
Spend too much, and you're not going to get your money back either. But the best bang for bucks is the areas, the wet areas, the kitchens and bathrooms, which is where doing a job on those will make a difference. The problem, of course, is that's probably the most expensive part of the renovation as well.
I guess the other thing when you talk about your investment and what you put in is if you decide to do it yourself and it takes you 12 or 15 weeks versus using an expert and a contract builder that can do it in 6 weeks, and there's also you've got 6 to 9 more weeks of rent, you've got a higher rent, you've got earning what you should be doing and doing, and that's how you're going to value
it. It's actually not meant to be fun. You're actually meant to make your investments boring so that the rest of your life's exciting. But people get all excited about this and think, oh, I'm going to spend weeks doing it. But Andrew, I've done that myself too. When I first started, I did that. I guess a couple of reasons. I was cheap and I thought I'd be better off doing it myself and learning.
Yeah.
You know, I remember the first painting I did. Painted the kitchen of one of my investments years and years and years ago. No one told me actually meant to open the windows to get fresh air and ventilation. Boy, was I sick. Boy, was I sick at the end of that day.
That's not something you want to repeat, is it?
No, I've never bothered taking a paintbrush in my hand since.
Yeah, well, there you go. Sometimes you learn the best lessons the hardest way.
Yes, you do.
Okay, well, I think that's a great heads up into the opportunity to value add to your property versus the off-the-plan argument and what you may save in stamp duty. Thanks, Michael. Appreciate your time today.
My pleasure, Andrew. Thank you.
Are you into Twitter? Look us up and give us a follow. We scour the country for the best online property market and finance resources and share them on our feed. It's a fantastic way to keep on top of things.
The financial industry is a dynamic industry, continually evolving and changing. Whilst every effort has been made to ensure the accuracy of the information contained in this podcast, no guarantee is given that the information contained herein is currently correct. To the extent permitted by law, Intuitive Finance accepts no responsibility or liability for any loss or damage whatsoever, including direct and indirect, to any person arising from the use or reliance on the information contained in this podcast.